Good morning. It's 8:06 and I'm Cherry Glazer for KCRW. President Bush has been calling on Congress to lift a ban on offshore oil and gas drilling as a way to ease some of the pain of high energy prices. But as KCRW's Susie Jessup explains, leaders here in California are saying no go.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger calls California's coastline an international treasure. He said yesterday he does not support lifting the moratorium on new oil drilling off the coast. Senator Dianne Feinstein said Californians are too familiar with the consequences of offshore drilling, and she pointed to an oil spill in 1969 off the coast of Santa Barbara, which killed thousands of birds, dolphins, seals, and other marine life. Last year, Feinstein and her fellow Senator Barbara Boxer reintroduced a bill that would permanently protect California's coast from any future drilling. The Sacramento Bee reports annual American oil production is about 1.8 billion barrels, and the Interior Department estimates that as much as 19 billion barrels remain untapped in the coastal areas that are right now off limits to drillers. But even if these areas were open to exploration, experts say it would take 7 to 10 years before we'd see any benefits at the pump. For KCRW, I'm Susie Jessup.
California chain restaurants will soon have to include calorie information on their menus. Governor Schwarzenegger has signed legislation to make California the first state in the nation to require restaurant chains disclose nutritional information. The governor says Californians have gained 360 million pounds over the last decade.
Now, when I was in the Austrian army, I drove a tank that weighed 50 tons. Now multiply that by 3,500. That's as many pounds as Californians have gained. It's huge.
The bill's author, San Fernando Valley Senator Alex Padilla, says obesity is prevalent in every community in our state. And because of this new law, more than 17,000 restaurants will be required to disclose this information.
We need to know the nutrition information of the food that we're eating. And it's easy to do when we go to the supermarkets, but when we eat out, it's a different story. And that's where this bill comes in.
The law will go into effect on July 1st. For KCRW, I'm Susie Jessup.
Old banana peels and coffee grounds may look just like trash to you, but the city of Los Angeles is getting ready to kick off a new pilot program that aims to send more of that kind of stuff to the recycling bin. KCRW's Susie Jessup explains.
Starting in September, more than 8,000 L.A. families will be asked to recycle their food waste instead of trashing it. The Daily News reports that the city will launch a pilot program in North Central and South L.A. to see whether Angelenos can successfully recycle food waste without creating a smelly mess. Right now, residents dump 230,000 tons of food scraps every year. The goal of the project is to decrease the amount of garbage that ends up in city dumps. The one-year pilot program will cost $140,000 and will be covered by existing trash fees. L.A. isn't the first city to tackle the stinky problem. Places like Seattle and San Francisco already recycle food waste. For KCRW, I'm Susie Jessup.
A California hiker stumbled upon what could be some vital clues into the disappearance of long-lost adventurer Steve Fawcett. Preston Morrow said he was hiking off-trail in the Mammoth Lakes area when he found an FAA identity card, a pilot's license, a third ID, and over $1,000 in cash tangled in a bush.
So I was coming down, again, way, way off-trail, and I came across the ID card and the other cards and the $100 bills and the dirt and the pine needles and stuff.
Police Chief Randy Shinley says he doesn't know if there might be any wreckage near where the items were found.
I think it was missing July of 07. And if it's been out there for a year, you know, we have heavy winters up here, and so it could have sat under some snow and moved by animals. Who knows? I don't know if we're anywhere near where there was a potential wreckage or not.
Fawcett disappeared in September 2007 after taking off in a light plane from a Nevada ranch. Numerous searches failed to turn up any signs of the tycoon adventurer. For KCRW, I'm Susie Jessup. Some California lawmakers are upset with the governor for rejecting a record amount of legislation. The governor vetoed 35% of the bills sent to his desk, which is something Torrance Assemblyman Ted Liu says is unacceptable.
The following charge I'm going to make, I don't make lightly, but it is a dereliction of duty for the California governor to veto over 130 bills without even looking at them.
Governor Schwarzenegger blamed the 85-day budget delay, saying the shortened time frame meant only bills of the highest priority would be signed, but that all bills were considered. Assembly Speaker Karen Bass says the governor vetoed important legislation that would have helped Californians through these tough economic times.
Unfortunately, the way he approached the legislative year with so many vetoes, this is not a way to move our state forward.
The governor vetoed 415 bills while signing 772 bills. For KCRW, I'm Susie Jessup. What's being hailed as the most ambitious air pollution cleanup initiative in the nation was launched yesterday in the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and Long Beach Mayor Bob Foster were on hand to launch the Clean Trucks program. The mayor says the program is the centerpiece of a plan to clean L.A.'s air.
Immediately, we'll take 2,000 of the dirtiest diesel-spewing trucks off the road, replace them with clean ones that will reduce the choking pollution in L.A., Long Beach, and throughout the region.
Under the program's first phase, trucks built before 1989 will be banned from the adjacent ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, which is the equivalent of taking 400,000 cars off the highways. The LA Times reports the program is a key component of the Clean Air Action Plan, which is expected to slash overall emissions at the ports by 45% by 2012. For KCRW, I'm Susie Jessup.
This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Susie Jessup. A new law in Santa Monica went into effect yesterday banning all non-recyclable plastic to-go containers. The new law is aimed at reducing pollution in Santa Monica Bay and the beaches. Styrofoam is particularly harmful because it does not degrade and can last hundreds of years.
60% to 80% of all marine debris is plastic, and this plastic persists in the environment.
That's Heal the Bay staff scientist Kirsten James, who says the new law will make a difference, but one city can't do it alone.
Santa Monica's efforts will motivate other cities, you know, nationwide to take similar efforts, and collectively all of the bans can lead to some serious change.
Not only can this kind of pollution from plastic really ruin a day at the beach, but it kills marine life worldwide. Santa Monica hopes to help change that. The ban on non-recyclable plastic containers went into effect yesterday for city facilities. Restaurants have been given 1 year to make the switch. For 89.9 KCRW, I'm Susie Jessup.